You're listening to the Next Step podcast, Saving on Sporting Events, part of our Spotlight on Savings series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals. Today, we're with Sean Collins, a financial wellness relationship manager for Regions Bank in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, let's get into it.
In this episode, we'll be talking about ways to save money at major sporting events. Next time you're hoping to catch a sports game in person, these six money-saving ideas might help you spare your wallet. One thing to consider is picking the weaker opponents on the weekday games. Don't choose the game against the reigning champions when tickets will be sold and resold at inflated prices, and avoid weekend games if possible. To save even more money, look for less desirable seats that are farther away from the field. You'll save money, but still get to be part of the excitement. Another way to save on tickets is buying at the last minute. Some teams release unsold seats or reserve seats for opposing players, referees, and league holds to the general public hours before the game starts. Additionally, third-party sellers like StubHub or SeatGeek may drop their prices as it gets closer to game time. This is because they'd rather sell cheap seats than have them go unsold. Just be cautious of scalpers and scammers and only buy tickets from reputable resellers. You should also keep in mind that food and beverages can be pricey at stadiums. Depending on your menu, you'll likely save money by tailgating before the game. You'll pay the highest average prices for food and drinks at NFL games. If you decide to tailgate, plan on arriving early. Tailgating at professional and college games often happens in venue parking lots, so spots may be limited. Speaking of parking lots, you may want to avoid splurging on parking. In previous years, the average cost to park at an NFL game was around $30. If you're not planning to tailgate in a venue lot, search for cheaper parking options. For instance, you can try parking farther from the venue or stadium and walking, or look into public transportation options. Another thing to keep in mind to avoid unexpected costs is to dress for the weather. Nobody wants to be the person buying a sweatshirt, hat, or gloves at stadium prices because they didn't realize how chilly it would be. Even if you do want souvenirs, it's likely you can buy them for less somewhere else. Lastly, if discount tickets for the game you want to attend are still out of your price range, consider alternatives that let you feel like you're there. For example, nearby venues may offer rooftop tickets or host viewing parties. You'll still be able to see the game live while being surrounded by fans and excitement without walking through the turnstiles or breaking the bank. Whether you're heading to a baseball park, football stadium, or another sporting arena, the cost of attendance adds up quickly. Make sure you do your due diligence before you buy your tickets.
This concludes this Spotlight on Savings podcast. You can find additional information about financial wellness and more online at www.regions.com/next step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.